Welcome to Be Loud Radio Hour. We are so delighted that you decided to join us. Every week, we'll share the voices, stories, and music from kids all over New Orleans. Isn't that just exciting? But hey, dude, let me keep it frank with you. Turn up your radio, your phone, whatever you're listening to, because it's about to get really good. Like, it's about to get lit up in here. And so, just turn it up, and you won't miss an episode.
Be loud. Be loud. Be courageous every day. That's what I'm talking about.
This is DJ Frank Pan, and today I'm here with DJ I Don't Know Anymore.
We are officially girly popping in the woods.
We are now nature girlies. Today, Be Loud partnered with Loop NOLA, which is a nature outdoor camp, I'm pretty sure. And we learned a lot of stuff about how to tell poisonous things from not poisonous things, and how to use a compass, and how to identify trees. All right, what was the most useful thing you learned about today?
I think it was definitely the compass part.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I learned how to use a compass, but then I forgot how to, because my dad taught me, but then I forgot. I also learned how to tell a mulberry from a blackberry.
How'd you do that?
You were there. But blackberries, they grow on bushes, and mulberries grow on trees. And I didn't know that mulberries were edible. So that's something that I learned if I'm ever stranded, because they're really easy to get. They grow on a lot of trees, and I thought they were poisonous.
So knowing how some, like, berries are poisonous and how some are, like, not, that's very helpful, because, listen, you should never eat random berries you find, no matter how delicious they look.
Well, thank you for listening. This was Be Loud Radio. Y'all should go out and be nature girlies, because it's amazing and there's caterpillars everywhere.
And it's very fun and healthy for you. Get your sunlight and stuff. Touch some grass, you know?
Yeah, I love touching grass. Okay, thank you for listening. Goodbye!
Hi, this is DJ Bird.
And DJ C.
And today we're here with Miss Kelly in City Park talking about how she got her passion for the outdoors. So, how long have you really enjoyed being outdoors?
Honestly, my whole life, but I was raised like in the suburbs of Connecticut, and my family wasn't very outdoorsy. We like played outside all the time, and I would like play in the creek and do all that stuff. But it wasn't until I got a job out of college in New Mexico for a magazine. I was actually in journalism, and it's called Outside Magazine. And I moved to the desert, the high desert, and everyone that I worked with, everyone that I met there was like hikers, rock climbers, mountain bikers. And I was like, what is this amazing world? And I learned to rock climb, and I learned to backpack, and I developed all these skills, and it completely changed my life. I couldn't imagine not doing that again.
So you mentioned previously that you're a teacher. How do you envelop nature life and teacher life?
Such a great question. First of all, I love to take my students outside as much as possible. If we're reading a book in class, of course we can read it outside, right? If there's a nice spot outside, we can read that same book outside, not in the classroom, right? I also just really talk about and share my experiences during the school year. Like on weekends, I go camping, I go backpacking for spring break, and I love to show pictures and share. I've also brought my students to Loop. So I brought them on a field trip here, and every year I bring them and I just introduce them to what it might be like. And so I always hope that I can get students involved if they like it, right? Like if they like to be in the woods with me, I'm like, come to camp, right? And that's like the way that I call people in to it.
So as you work with Loop, how'd you get into Loop?
So I got into Loop because when I moved to New Orleans, I had already had a ton of outdoor experience rock climbing. And when I moved here, it was a new environment for me. I was like, the swamp? Like, there are no mountains here. Like, what am I going to do? Right? And then I realized that I just needed to get to know the swamp and the magic of this nature. And it has become such a special place for me. And I made friends with a lot of people who like to be outside, kayaking, enjoying the marsh, enjoying the swamp. And it completely changed my life. And Loop is one of the only outdoor education programs locally, and I wanted to get involved. My dear friend Erin is actually the program director here, and we rock climb together. And so when there was an opportunity for me to work here part-time, I was like, I would like to spend my time here.
So what do you think, like, drove you to, like, want to be outside, like, just a lot more?
I think, like, naturally for me, when I'm outside, I heal. Like, I feel better. It is the only time that I am truly at peace. I'm like getting emotional talking about it because the world is so busy. Like, as a teacher, I think about how school environments for teachers and kids are just go, 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 go. Like, leap tests, leap scores, like, go, go, go. And like, it's like hard to come up for air, right? Like, whew, like I have to breathe that out. Like, right now I have all of those feelings, but spending my Saturday here with y'all looking at bugs, even if some of them are spiky caterpillars, is like the only time that I feel focused and present, and like I can feel my body healing, you know?
Today we talked about compasses and you taught a lot of kids how to use them. How did you get into that, or did you just learn it for the sake of this?
As soon as I started backpacking, I realized that I would have to learn these skills. When I first went out, like anyone does with something new, somebody shows you, right? Someone's like, hey, you should try this with me. Come with me, right? And my friend who did that for me was my friend Jeremy and my friend Abby. We became friends working at a produce department at a co-op in New Mexico. And he was like, you know what? I'm going on a camping trip. Do y'all want to come with me? And we're like, okay. And I didn't know what I was doing, but he showed me the ropes, right? And he was a map guy. Like, he would get the old school maps. We'd lay it on the floor. We'd be like hunched over the map, and he'd be showing me how to navigate the trails. Now, a lot of them are backcountry trails, which means they're not just like paved trails like that we just walk through in City Park. They're more like you need to be able to use a compass to make sure you're going the right direction. And so he taught me how to use a compass, and he taught me how to read a map. And I've never not used that skill. There's a lot of technology now on your phone that you can use. And I lead backpacking trips with Live Oak. And as a head guide there, I teach navigation there as well. But I use my phone and I use apps to also navigate. So I think that the basic concepts are important to learn first before you rely on technology to do it for you.
So this belief, it really led you to teaching kids how to do this, because you have to teach. You have to learn from somebody else.
For sure. And absolutely. And I would love to be that person. Like, I love it when someone shows interest to something new. And it's hard to know what you're interested in if you're not exposed to it. And that's why Loop exists in the first place. And like, you might not have been even known about this unless you came here with your school group, with Be Loud, right? And so it's about exposure and then like feeding curiosity. So if you're exposed to it and you don't like it, that's cool. You don't have to do this. But if you love it, now you have this opportunity to learn. And it's just the best. Yeah.
Thank you so much. This is DJ Bird.
And DJ C.
Miss Kelly, do you have anything else to say?
Y'all are awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is DJ Glover. I'm here with
DJ Gossip. DJ Marty McSly.
Noah Primus.
Okay, Noah, how did y'all come up with the name Loop NOLA, and where did that originate?
I believe it originated from first, you know, we wanted to make a program. And so then, we just thought about surroundings, Louisiana, outdoor outreach. We wanted to have outreach of, like, people to have nature accessible within the area. And Loop NOLA was it. It came full circle.
Wow, that's nice. So what other activities does Loop NOLA do outside of camping?
So we do some canoeing in this fine city park. We do some navigation skills, some survival skills like fire making. We do a broad spectrum of things.
How many times have you gone camping before?
I have to think about that. I've been camping for years. Maybe like 700 times.
700? Wow. All right, with that, have you ever had like an emergency while camping?
Yes, I have had an emergency while camping. One time, my coworker passed out, and I was the only one to, like, you know, be on the scene. So we called the ambulance. We got her out of the woods. But yeah, that was something. I just like looked across the field. I'm like, Angela, because that's what you gotta do. You know, you gotta like make sure the scene's safe. So I walked over, surveyed the scene, and got her to safety. She was just, you know, the heat got to her.
Oh, she had a heat stroke? Okay. Yeah, that's a lot. This is DJ Marty McSly here. And I just wanted to know, what got you into nature and what do you think you love the most about it? Like, what brings you to nature and just the outdoors?
So I think my first interest of nature that really sparked it was I went to school up North Country next to the Adirondacks. I joined a wilderness education minor. Before that, I was very antisocial, so I felt like I had like a shell around me. And so I joined this backpacking class. It had theater combined with backpacking. It broke my shell. And I guess that's something that I love about it. It like really challenges you. I feel like nature, especially when backpacking several days, could really be like a classroom. It could teach you a lot of things. It could teach you a lot of things about yourself and others. So that's something that I really held on to when I continue to grow as I step into natural spaces. And it's just relaxing. I'm like, shoot, I'm just gonna canoe. I'm just gonna make a fire, eat some food. I'm thinking nothing else, you know? So, yeah.
All right. My name is DJ Golfer. I'm here with
DJ Gossip, DJ Marty McSly,
Noah Primus.
Signing out. Peace.
Hey guys, it's DJ KJ, and we are at Loop right now with
DJ TC
and Katya
from Loop. Okay, we just have a few questions for you today. Is that okay?
Perfect. Sounds good.
So the first question we have for you today is, what got you into nature?
So I grew up in a super small town that had a lot of access to the outdoors, so very much not New Orleans. And I spent a lot of my time growing up just playing outside. There wasn't a lot else for me to do, and that was kind of my first intro. And then it wasn't until I went to college and went camping for the very first time with a group of my friends that I was like, oh, I love being outside, and I don't want to be inside at all. And once I graduated, I found Loop NOLA, and I thought, what a great opportunity to be outdoors a lot more. So what we do is basically any programming that you can run in the outdoors with any person that wants to be there, we'll be there for them.
Nice. Okay.
How does Camp Loop impact kids with their relationship with nature?
So I think for a lot of people growing up in New Orleans, there's not a lot of safe, open, protected outdoor spaces as compared to a lot of other places in the U.S. So by providing a space where people can come out and discover what they like to do outdoors, because there's a lot of different options for that. You know, some people like the super active stuff. They like to rock climb, or they like to swim, or they like to paddle. And some people like more chill things to do outside, like setting up a picnic or, you know, going camping or something like that. And we try to introduce people to a lot of different activities and show them that there are spaces in and outside of the city. So we work with little kids all the way to full-grown adults, and our programming will change based on that. We do have an outdoor adventure club, which is like an after-school club for high schoolers, and that's one of the most impactful things I think we do here at Loop, because we're with the teenagers for multiple years and we're able to invest a lot of time into them. Whereas groups that come on a field trip once, maybe twice, we kind of cram a lot into a very short session and just kind of hope that we've introduced them to the idea of being safe and welcome and like enjoying themselves in the outdoors, despite all the crazy weather and crazy things that happen in this city.
Okay, wow. That's awesome, actually. I should join. Okay, third question. Do you have any tips for first-time nature explorers?
So my biggest piece of advice is just to get out of your comfort zone, right? There's a lot of different things you can do in the outdoors, like I said before, and just finding what fits your interests best. So start small and gradually grow yourself bigger. So you're not always going to feel super comfortable, super safe, super confident in the outdoors, just like with anything new to you. So be open to feeling that discomfort and sitting with that discomfort and seeing what you enjoy in that space. So again, that can be anywhere from laying out in a hammock to going into the backcountry for multiple days and gradually working yourself up to things that excite you and that bring you joy. And bring people you love into the outdoors, you know? Find your best friend or your favorite uncle or, you know, someone who inherently brings you joy, or even just go out alone and sit with the outdoors and see what captures your interest.
Nice, that's some really good advice. Okay, you have a question? Second last question.
What's the difference between Camp Loop this season versus other seasons?
So we work with a lot of different populations here at Loop, so it's always changing, even from, you know, day to day, season to season, year to year. We do have, like, explicitly a summer camp, and we do change that structure a lot, where we invite kids in and we give them a lot of outdoor skills. So we'll teach them how to paddle on a canoe, we'll teach them how to start fires, we'll teach them how to navigate, and then we'll combine all the skills at the end of the week and we'll have a little outdoor Olympics where we compete. Going forward, we are planning on changing our outdoor adventure club also up to target people who want, like, professional development in the outdoors, right? Because there are job opportunities out here, and there are opportunities to just kind of get away from work. I think we have a lot of focus on, you know, what our careers are going to be, but there's also spaces in the outdoors to just be, regardless of who you are and what you're doing. So really pushing that message to a lot of different groups of people and starting super young and reminding people who are super old, right? It's a really easy thing to forget that being outside is so important.
Right. Okay. And so my final question is, Camp Loop is, like, it seems like it would be an acronym for something. So what does Loop stand for?
So LOOP stands for the Louisiana Outdoor Outreach Program. It's been around for years now, and it's changed hands quite a few times. But the mission has stayed pretty solid in that everybody belongs outdoors. So that's what we preach. That's what we practice, right? We get anyone who wants to be outdoors and even the people who think they don't want to be outdoors, and we give them something to experience out here. And again, if you can do it outside, we'll run programming for it. And we're just here to, like, hold your hand and guide you to where you want to go while giving you a safe space to explore. It's not that we're very regimented like some outdoor programs are.
Nice. Well, thank you so much for letting us interview you today.
Thank you.
And this is DJ KJ.
And DJ TC.
Signing off.
This is DJ Yeager, and you're listening to 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans, your home for the Be Love Radio Hour. Tune in every Saturday morning for Youth Radio.
Personal growth is such a big part of humanity, and Be Loud has been such a big part of mine, on and off the mic. This is DJ Bird's personal growth segment. I've learned what really makes me happy and been able to focus on that. My personal style has been elevated humongously. I mean, if you saw some of my outfits last year, you would know. I've been able to focus more on people I want to be with and the people that don't drain me. One of the main things that I saw was my ability to do more serious topic about things I actually care about.
Hi, I'm DJ Art, and some things I've learned about myself on and off the mic is I can speak up on and off the mic and talk about things I was originally scared to say off mic. I have also learned to make connections with people I either don't know or people I am interviewing on mic. But off mic, I made friends and connections with people I do hobbies with, like soccer.
Hey, it's DJ Vivi, and I'm talking about what I do on and off the mic. I'm currently trying to crochet a little tiny red dragon that my neighbor got me for my birthday. I've definitely gotten better with my confidence. I am better with conversations. I still cannot start one. Now, thanks to Be Loud, I can organize my thoughts more neatly on a piece of paper, and this is how I've grown on and off the mic.
Sometimes you just need to surround yourself with people who make you comfortable. Hey, y'all, it's DJ TC with Be Loud Radio. There's a handful of things I've learned at Be Loud, one of them being how creative I am and another being how much I like writing and journaling. But some of the things I've learned here reflect my daily life, such as being open to meeting new people or working with whatever I have. On the mic, I learned to be confident, and that comes from being okay with putting my voice out to the world with my personal opinions and stories. Those are just a few of the things that Be Loud has done to change my life. This is DJ TC signing off.
What's up? It's DJ TJ here. So on the mic, I learned not every script is set in stone. Like when you're interviewing, it's okay to change the course of the questions. You don't have to keep circling back to one topic. And off the mic, I learned slow down. Take some time, read the room, and adapt to it. The idea of time is what stops everything from moving all at once. So you shouldn't expect yourself to move all at once either. Don't rush it. Peace out.
Hey, this is DJ Dice. When I look back at the last, I guess, year of being at Be Loud, one thing that I've noticed about Be Loud over the last few years is that you can never really know what to expect. There's a good chance that you're going to be thrown into a place that you don't know anything about and thrown into a group of people that you don't know much about. And in my opinion, while it can be kind of awkward and unexpected, this is one of my favorite parts of Be Loud. One way that I've changed is just to like go with the flow. This connects to life in general for me. Over the last few years, there's been a lot of unexpected things happening, and a lot of things that I've been nervous about. One way that I've just learned to cope with life is to relax, to do something that I enjoy, whether that be listen to music, hang out with friends, play games, whatever, and then just go with the flow. Because life and Be Loud, they're not going to wait for you. Stuff's gonna happen.
This is DJ Jaeger, and you're listening to 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans, your home for the Be Loud Radio Hour. Tune in every Saturday morning for youth radio.
Hey y'all, it's DJ Jean. Today I'm reporting live from H26 New Orleans to kick off a series of folktales created by our very own stupendous writers. In this audiobook, we will hear the creative, innovative folktales that all of our awesome writers have put together in after-school programming. Make sure to keep an ear out for an awesome original mix of more lessons, music, and characters.
Hey y'all, it's DJ Minnie. Today I'll be reading The Friends. In City Park, there was a group of friends. They were having fun except one person. That was Bailey. Bailey did not like Eva. Eva was Charm's friend. Bailey did not like Eva because Charm was spending more time with Eva than her. Julia asks, Bailey, what's wrong? Bailey says Charm is spending more time with Eva than me. Julia is Charm's best friend. Eva tries to talk to Bailey, but Bailey acts like she doesn't hear Eva. They went to eat food, and Eva didn't bring money. Eva asks Bailey to buy her something, but Bailey says no. And Eva gets sad. Charm says, I will buy you something, and Eva gets happy again. Then they go back to City Park and read, talk, and draw. Then they go home. The next day, they go out to the French Quarter and get seafood, but Charm's cousin Bailey lost her money. Bailey gets sad and sits by the island. Sad. Eva asks Bailey what's wrong. Bailey does not want to tell Eva. Bailey hesitates to tell Eva. Bailey says, I lost my money. Eva says, I will buy you something. Bailey says, are you sure? Sure, Eva says. But Bailey feels bad about how she treated Eva. Bailey says, I'm sorry for how I treated you, Eva. Eva says, that's okay. Do you want to be friends? Bailey says, yes. That's why you don't judge a book by its cover. You don't know someone's backstory. Thank you for listening to my story.
Hello, this is DJ Gumbel, and today we're going to be telling a story about the magic dust. Once upon a time, there was a king of Mardi Gras who lived in a shack in a swamp in New Orleans. He lived hidden away in the shack because everyone was trying to steal the magic dust, but he needed it to move the most. Delicious, most tasty king cake in the world. The magic dust was very special because his parents gave it to him before they were killed by four robbers who were trying to take the magic dust. Stephen ran away to the safe shack and uses the shack to protect his magic dust from the robbers. The shack is very roomy, rusted, and dirty. Stephen uses the magic dust to create a handsome and tasty king cake in his shack. Until he was 25, one day he discovers the magic dust can create a portal. By placing the dust and setting it on fire, he creates a portal to the internal nothing. He now has a trap, and anyone who tries to hurt him gets sucked into the portal. Once in the portal, they were forced into a rage of frustration, doomed for eternity. The robbers discover Stephen's shack and are determined to steal his dust. They notice the fire, but they don't think much of it. When they try to break in, they fall into eternal nothing. When Stephen is 30, he shares his king cake with the world. This king cake tastes so good that it feels like you have wings to go to space. It tastes like the most wonderful thing to the world because it was made with the magic dust and love from his parents. This is DJ Gumbel, and I'll be telling you about the end of the story. Thanks to my teacher who helped me with this story and intro and outro, and I'll give it to 826 for helping me with this story so I can do the intro and outro or whatever you call it.
Wow, so many great ideas. If you were inspired and want to become a BLOUD volunteer or donor, hit us up at bloudstudios.org. Or if you're like, hey, I know somebody at the zoo, or I own a haunted house, and you want to help BLOUD get there, contact us at bloudstudios.org or DM us on Instagram at bloudstudios. Thanks for listening.
This is DJ Yeager, and you're listening to 102.3 FM WHIVLP New Orleans, your home for the BLOUD Radio Hour. Tune in every Saturday morning for Youth Radio.